Credit rating agency Moody's has once again downgraded the city of Dallas's bond rating. It means the city will pay more interest on new debt. The agency cited in part the troubled Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund. It could go broke in about a decade if changes are not made. The pension fund has asked the city for a $1 billion bailout, and an election is underway as fund members vote on proposed benefit cuts. Public pension problems go beyond Dallas. KERA's Eric Austin talked with Texas Tribune reporter Brandon Formby, who's been studying what's happening in other cities across the state.
Brandon Formby with the Texas Tribune, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So the largest cities in Texas are dealing with tens of billions of dollars in unfunded liabilities with their employee pension funds. Walk us through how bad it is in these cities.
Between four of the largest cities, Dallas, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio, they collectively have more than $20 billion in unfunded liabilities to their pension funds. Dallas has $7.6 billion, according to Moody's. Austin and San Antonio respectively have $2.7 and $2.3 billion. It's not as much of a problem in Austin and San Antonio. They still have AAA credit ratings from Moody's. Dallas had their bond rating downgraded partially because of the unfunded liabilities.
A report by Moody's says these unfunded liabilities have grown over the past 10 years. So what's been happening over the past decade to create this kind of crisis?
It's different in every city with every different pension fund. One thing that has happened in a lot of places is the recession. A lot of pension funds took big hits, and they're just now starting to realize how detrimental that's going to be to the funds over time. In other places, during the recession, to balance city budgets, cities lowered the contributions that they put into the pension funds, which only made matters worse.
So how are the cities trying to solve this problem? Different cities are taking different approaches. For example, the Houston mayor wants to use bonds.
He wants voters to approve a $1 billion pension bond. A lot of people say that's kind of like moving the balance from one credit card to another, because that is still $1 billion in debt that the city's on the hook for. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings doesn't want to go that route. They've released a plan. They want to put in $1 billion over 30 years that comes out of just the regular city budget. Of course, when you do that, you know, over 30 years, that's $1 billion less for, you know, city services, city staff salaries, capital projects, things like that.
One option that's been considered has been a property tax increase, but the mayor of Dallas has been saying that that would require such a huge property tax increase that bills would go up astronomically. It just wouldn't be a viable solution.
Property tax increases are always extremely unpopular with voters, which is one thing that elected officials are always keeping an eye on, which is probably why in the city's plan, they want to put in $1 billion over 30 years and just kind of build it into the actual budget.
So cities are learning some hard lessons right now. You know, what's the future of public pensions in Texas at this point? Benefits just won't be as good?
How particularly Houston and Dallas address the situation will probably determine that. Both cities are looking at reducing benefits. One of the things that Dallas is looking at is, tying the cost of living increase to inflation, changing the retirement age from 50 to 55, discontinuing medical supplements for retirees. But these are all things that would apply only to new hires moving forward.
Brandon Formby with the Texas Tribune, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.